Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues David Daoud and Bill Raggio. The report, the IDF killed Hezbollah's Shakif region commander Mohammed al-Jamoul Saturday morning around 5 a.m. southern Lebanon, rocket commander. The Lebanon situation is very difficult to read. I was on with a correspondent from the north of Israel within 10 kilometers of the border, and she reported every night her two dogs start barking when the IDF comes over, and there's strikes routinely along the northern border, making the people returning very secure. But as we were talking, the nationwide alert came in with a missile headed in from Yemen during the Jerusalem-Beersheba final soccer game, and they couldn't evacuate the stadium. So what we have here is a population that's become sophisticated but exhausted, not just with what David just said, the Gaza war, but also the random missiles that could hit anyone from Yemen and the continued threat from Hezbollah, no matter how strong, so that you can hear bomb fire any night in the north of Israel. David, what I'm describing is unacceptable conduct. Is there any resolution for Hezbollah, or is this the future? Every once in a while, there'll be an IDF strike.
The resolution to Hezbollah, the final resolution, if we want to speak of it in literal terms or literal meaning of the term, has to come from the Lebanese. Israel does not have the capability to do what is necessary to utterly eliminate Hezbollah, which would require, given Hezbollah's placements in Lebanon or where it's based in Lebanon, to occupy most of Lebanon, South Lebanon, Beirut, the Bekaa Valley, up to Lebanon's northeastern border with Syria for a prolonged period of time and to eliminate Hezbollah. That's just outside of the IDF's capabilities, period. So it falls upon the Lebanese, who have shown themselves deficient, is the nice way of putting it, in carrying out their responsibilities. You know, there's all this talk of the Lebanese armed forces taking over Hezbollah sites in South Lebanon. These are sites that have been already bombed by the IDF. So what Hezbollah is handing over are sites that are already bombed by the IDF. There was a report in Al Arabiya quoting an unnamed security official, an Israeli security official, saying that the LAF only goes where Hezbollah allows it to go. So really the brunt of getting rid of Hezbollah, of cleaning up Hezbollah, mopping up Hezbollah in South Lebanon or anywhere in Lebanon really is falling to the IDF. Meanwhile, you have President Aoun, who is just engaging in interminable dialogue, indefinite dialogue with Hezbollah, constantly saying, we can't do this through force, we can't rush the process. Now, every day that Hezbollah is allowed to be given this breathing room is a day where it's able to regain its footing. In my recent conversations with the Israelis, talk about Beirut Airport. So there's this recent clickbait article in Wall Street Journal that talked about how the LAF and the IDF are cooperating. The LAF is acting against Hezbollah based on Israeli intelligence. It's utter nonsense, utter clickbait. This is the ceasefire distribution, or sorry, the ceasefire oversight mechanism. The IDF gives information to the mechanism, to the committee, which passes it on to the LAF. The LAF then has 72 hours to act. If they don't act, the Israelis act. And given the frequency of Israeli action, we can assume that, it's not the LAF acting, it's the IDF. But then the report talked about the airport, right? That Lebanon is clamped down on Hezbollah's funding through the airport. This has been a narrative that the Lebanese have been pushing for a while, except I spoke to Israeli officials recently who said that $800 million have passed through the airport to Hezbollah in recent months, not since the ceasefire began, just in recent months, and that the clampdown on the airport is a lot more porous than the Lebanese would have you believe. And that's not also to mention the weapons and funds probably being smuggled through the Syrian border. Just, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, Syrian authorities seized a massive weapons shipment, rockets destined for Hezbollah in Lebanon. That's what seized. And, you know, look, this was always my sense, but to quote another Israeli official, for everything that's seized, assume five others aren't, right? So that's the sense of what's going on in Lebanon. If that's the case, if Lebanon can't clean up house, or is unwilling to clean up house, if Lebanon can't control its borders, and on the other hand, Israel can't live anymore with the presence of Hezbollah on its northern border. You see a lot of the strikes that the Israelis are conducting against Hezbollah commanders and Hezbollah figures over the past couple of weeks. Almost every IDF statement says, you know, this figure or commander or another was involved in rebuilding this site or rebuilding Hezbollah's capabilities in that other site. So there's an attempt, there's a concerted attempt by Hezbollah to regenerate in South Lebanon.
Right. Bill, we have a couple of minutes, Bill, if you have a quick question.
Yes, David, do we see, you had mentioned the weapons smuggling, and yeah, it's a lot like the drugs, right? For every, you know, shipment seized, they say, you know, 10 make it through. Yep. Are we seeing an effort from the Iranians to significantly rearm Hezbollah after the Israeli strikes really pounded their missile and rocket arsenal?
Look, my sense is that Iran is not necessarily going to try to get Hezbollah back to a point where it can challenge Israel or threaten Israel at this point. Right now, what they want Hezbollah to do is to survive. Right, 10 years down the road, we can talk about full rearmament, or maybe 5 years down the road. Right now, Hezbollah just needs to stave off the threat of disarmament coming from within Lebanon. So they need funds and they need weapons. They need funds for reconstruction to keep their base happy and satisfied. Right, you just had municipal elections in Lebanon, and on a surface level, Hezbollah swept them in eastern Lebanon and southern Lebanon. That maintenance of hold over the population is going to be critical to staving off any disarmament efforts by the government, also leading up to the 2026 parliamentary elections, right?
You're going to need funds. 30 seconds, David. 30 seconds.
Satisfy people's needs, and you're going to need weapons to deter the Lebanese from moving against you. So I think that's where Iran is going to focus now, on keeping Hezbollah, helping Hezbollah regain some footing within Lebanon, rather than rearming it to the point where it was before, where it was able to threaten Israel, because that's not the priority now. Priority now is Hezbollah's survival.
David Dadida, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow of the FDD, keeping Long War Journal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.